You're with SBS Radio.
Noong Sabado, inihatid namin sa inyo ang mga bahagi ng budget ng koalisyon. Gaya ng pangako namin, narito naman ang budget ng Partidong Labor sa taong ito. Nakita na natin yung mga tax policies ng gobyerno, ng koalisyon. Pag-usapan naman natin yung proposal na budget ng labor. Ano yung una sa kanila?
There are two things na gusto ng, there are two proposals of labor. One is to scrap negative gearing and the other one is the changes to capital gains tax.
Okay, paliwanag muna natin kung anong ibig sabihin ng negative gearing.
Okay, so negative gearing is when an investor borrows money to purchase an investment property. So that's gearing. That's the definition of gearing. Now, what happens when it's negative gearing? Siyempre, pag bumili ang investor ng property, kukuha siya ng utang, right? And that utang, babayaran niya yung interest ng utang na yun. If the interest na binabayaran niya for that utang is bigger than the rent na nare-receive niya from that investment property, then that property is negatively geared. So parang lugi, may loss.
Yeah.
So, kumbaga sa negosyo, yung gastos mo mas malaki sa kinikita.
Gawin natin ang example. Ang binabayaran mong interest sa utang mo ay let's say 5,000 per year. Ngayon, ang kinikita ng renta is 3,000 lang.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, mas malaki ang binabayaran mo kaysa sa kinikita mo doon sa investment.
Yeah, so let's more often than not, ganito yung scenario, di ba? Meron kang renta na $500 per week, let's say, which translates to about $25,000
a year.
Tapos yung interest na binabayaran mo is bigger, which is about $30,000 a year, just for the interest of the loan that you took out to purchase that investment property. So there's a loss of $5,000. That $5,000, if you're a person that's working, di ba, that can be deducted against your income. So if you're like, let's say, in a bracket of 32.5 or 37, let's say, kumikita ka ng mga 90,000 and above, so ang bracket mo sa tax bracket mo is 37. If you have a loss of $5,000, pwede siyang ibawas dun sa income mong yon as an expense. Therefore, bababa ang iyong
based ng tax mo.
Tax rate. A marginal rate mo, which means you pay less tax. And then at the end of the financial year, ang ginagawa ng mga investors, bumabalik sa kanila as a tax refund.
Okay. Alright, yun pala ang scrap ng... Ngayon, gustong alisin ng labor yan.
Yes.
In other words, hindi na po pwedeng mag-claim ng tax deduction doon sa mga negative geared investments. Ganun ba?
Hindi ka na pwedeng mag-claim if from the 1st of January 2020,
next
if you're
year.
Buying an existing house. But if you're buying a new house, pwede pa. Pwede ka mag-claim.
Sa madali sabi,
only if you're buying an existing, established house.
Bibiling ko yung bahay ng kapitbahay kung 10 years old, hindi ako qualified sa negative gear.
That's from the 1st of January.
Ngayon, kung bibiling ko yung bagong tayong bahay ng kapitbahay ko, qualified ako mag-claim.
Ng negative gearing.
Pwede.
Meron din tinatawag na grandfather. Ito, a lot of people don't understand what grandfather means, right? Grandfather.
Lolo.
So if you purchase the property, kahit luma na siya, kahit existing siya, before the 1st of January 2020, pwede ka pa mag-claim ng negative gearing.
Okay.
So that's grandfather. Anything you purchase before that due date, pwede mo pang gawin yung mga negative gearing mo.
Okay, summarize lang natin. Ang original rule ng labor, gusto nila, hindi ka qualified mag-claim ng negative gearing kung ang binibili mong bahay ay luma. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yun ang general provision. Magko-qualify ka lang kung ang bibili mong bahay ay bago. Pero kung bibilin mo ay lumang bahay bago mag January 1, 2020, which is next year, qualified ka pa rin ng negative gearing.
The reason why they actually isolated dun sa mga bagong bahay lang, gusto rin pa rin nila kasi nagko-construct pa. Kasi construction industry is plays a huge part dun sa economy ng Australia.
Sa labor na lang.
Oo. So that's the reason why. The other one is capital gains tax. So I'll explain what capital gains tax is.
Mm.
So if you purchase a property for investment purposes, di ba, and you sell it 10 years down the track. So let's say I purchase a property for 500,000 today, an investment property, and then 10 years down the track, it grows in value. So some, ang sinasabi nga nila, it doubles in value dito sa Australia every 10 years. So let's make an assumption here. I mean, we don't know what it's. It's something that we don't know if it's going to happen. But let's say it actually doubles in value to 1 million.
Historically,
Historically, kasi yun ay yung doubling in value. So it sells in 1 year. Parang kumita ka ng kalahating million, di ba? Okay. If you hold the property for more than a year, right, you are entitled to a discount sa capital. So you're not going to get taxed for 500,000. You're going to get taxed for half of that, which is 250,000. Which of course, hindi ka na magbabayad ng tax for the other 250. Magbabayad ka lang ng tax for only 250.
Bakit kalahati lang ang babayaran? Bakit hindi yung tinubong 500?
That's the existing.
Yun ang rule ngayon.
But what labor wants is, hindi na yun yung rule na 200, yung 50%. Ang gusto nila, 25% ka na lang hindi magbabayad ng...
So, yung 500,000, gusto ng labor, magbayad ka lang ng tax dun sa 125, sa halip na 250.
No.
Hindi.
Magbabayad ka ng tax. So, yung discount mo for the 50%, ang gusto ng labor... is that you pay tax now at 75%.
Ah, okay.
Yung tinubo mo.
Yung exemption ay 25%. Yung taxable ay 75%.
Yes.
Anong magiging epekto nitong dalawang ito sa ating buhay? Halimbawa, although hindi naman tayo investor, I'm sure may effect din sa atin ito.
Oo. The reason why this is the proposal of labor, kasi nakikita nga nila na nahihirapan yung mga first home buyers to get into the market kasi yung mga investors, sila talaga yung pumapasok sa market.
Kaya and, tumataas ang presyo.
Yes, kaya tumataas ang presyo. Gusto nila yung housing affordability ang ina-address nila. Kasi nga, they're saying na there's this intergenerational unfairness daw sa ating tax system. So tayong mga baby boomers, and I'm a baby boomer, kumita na tayo dun sa the last 20 years na umaakit yung halaga ng properties. But now that our children are buying homes, sila ngayon na nahihirapan bumili ng bahay kasi sa sobrang taas lang ng halaga ng bahay.
So yung dalawang step nila, pag-aalis ng negative gearing at saka pagbabawas ng capital gains taxable, ay mauuwi sa pagbaba ng presyo ng mga bahay. Titingnan natin kung ano magiging epekto. Okay, yung sinabi mo kanina, gagayahin ng labor yung tax break ng koalisyon?
So, kung ano yung pinropose ng koalisyon, sa federal budget nila, gagayahin din ng labor. Pero ang nakikita ng labor, hindi in-address for those earning below $48,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they're also giving tax incentives. There's, walang definite kung how much is the percentage when I did my research. But they will make sure that those below 48,000, hindi rin sila agrabyado and they will actually get tax cuts as well.
Yung instant asset write-off ng koalisyon, hindi gagayahin ng labor o gagayahin din?
Walang sinabi. Instant asset write-off.
Okay. So narinig po ninyo ang dalawang bahagi ng budget na inilabas ng nasa gobyerno, koalisyon at ang oposisyong labor. Kayo po ang maghusga sa inyong kalagayan kung saan kayo makikinabang, kung palagay ninyo ay tutubo kayo o malulugi. Bantayan po natin. Maraming salamat, Maria, sa iyong mga paliwanag.
Salamat, Louie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino. Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.